This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of April 2024. April is the big action month of the year. All kinds of everything are exploding into new form, and that includes you. Two major astrological influences bracket the month, and they are the biggest of the year. They're both volatile, life-changing, and heavy on drama. One propels the action forward, and each of us as well. The other unlocks situations, breakthroughs, and sudden change, and each of us as well. So, of course, this stretch is when the year's first full Mercury retrograde occurs for all but the last 5 days of the month. In impetuous, aggressive, risk-loving Aries. Take care where you're looking, where you're focusing, and what direction you're facing. When a catalyst hits, you're not going to take the time to think. You will simply respond. And thanks to that retrograde, trip on your feet or words. Moments of contemplation and planning will be rare, and breathing room isn't coming for months. Mercury's retrograde launches the month. It lasts from April 1st to the 25th and takes the cosmic messenger from 27 to 15 degrees Aries. This one has us running and pouncing and jumping into conflict and setting a lot off, too. Frustration, impatience, irritation, and hot-headedness color the march and sometimes fuel it. Watch for old battles to resurface and the boldness to tackle unfinished business without anyone asking. The backward march kicks off with the nagging suspicion that someone's words aren't quite right or truthful. Think steam rising from a semi-sextile from Mercury to illusionist Neptune. Watch for realizations to ignite when Mercury crosses the degree of the new moon solar eclipse mid-month, and then clarity when he meets up with Venus April 19th. For more, read my guide, How to Handle Mercury Retrograde at Ohm Times. Excitability gets another power up before the first big event arrives. The social vibe casts off dreaminess and turns high energy, even rambunctious, when Venus enters Aries April 5th for a 3-week stay. But first, she merges with Neptune, her higher companion in love and creativity, sending desires and relationships into peak poetry, inspiration, and illusion. The magic and romance of that merging comes with her as she assumes the warrior-huntress mode of Aries, possibly taking some of the edge off, possibly guiding pursuits instinctively, possibly giving some of us the sense of being on a divine mission, possibly adding some gentleness to the big action yet to come. As Venus joins Mercury and the Sun in Aries, her sextile to Pluto April 6th immediately presents opportunities to focus the hunt, to home in on thrills, and to take care of relationship issues that are lingering from March's Libra lunar eclipse, say, for example, revamping ground rules or completing a breakup. And then we're off. The Aries new moon, April 8th, is a solar eclipse, igniting booster rockets and shooting each of us further on our individual paths. It's installing a new operating system that disables the inclination to wait for others to get on board and directs you to pursue your own agenda boldly, recklessly. Chiron's proximity to the moon puts wounds of autonomy, aggression, and masculinity into the fieriness. Everyone and everything is volatile and wobbly. Thankfully, the skies deliver moments of help as we careen into the second big event. The eclipse's immediate aftermath puts a stable base under the takeoff, which could also slow and direct it. The Mars-Saturn conjunction April 10 pulls us into a paradox, simultaneously experiencing caution and regard for obligations and burning to forge ahead fast and furiously. The best-case scenario leads to controlled action, for the general good, even. Other possibilities are impediments and frustration, and more positively, something to hold on to while life erupts as the month goes on. Look for information and realizations that point the way. The Sun meets retrograde Mercury that same day and brings clarity and certainty, especially involving past situations. You may suddenly know what to do about a misunderstanding or unfinished matter and may find yourself suddenly tackling it. More stabilizing comes when retrograde Mercury conjoins Venus and the Sun moves into her home sign of Taurus April 19th. Desires are sparking and everyone wants satisfaction in the here and now. Whether you'll get it, and whether what you get has a chance of lasting are other questions. The conjunction is a magnet for old flames surfacing in thoughts, dreams, texts, social media posts, even in direct contact. You may learn what attracted you before isn't what you want now. You will likely get clarity, that word again, about a relationship or two. And you may decide to throw your life over or see circumstances take care of that for you. Wrecking balls and lightning bolts are flying as the month's and the year's second big aspect occurs, Jupiter and Uranus meeting at 21 degrees Taurus on April 20th. This is a recipe for massive shocks, surprises, disruptions, breaks, innovations, and out-of-the-blue plot twists. No hyperventilating, please. While Jupiter does have a way of going overboard, he can be extremely beneficial as well. While the playing out is unpredictable, the sky has been giving us clues. The planet's teamwork has been apparent for weeks, and Uranus has, for months, been priming the area of life taking the hit. Think back to last year, late June to early July, and late October to early November, when Uranus sat at the degree where the conjunction is taking place. Where have you felt rumblings? Where have you sensed instability? Where would you like to break free? The impetus is definitely strong to go for big, bold, shocking changes. As if Jupiter and Uranus needed any help in this, they've got added incentive. Mars, planet of push, is inviting hair trigger action through a sextile to Jupiter and Uranus just before their conjunction becomes exact. You are not immune. The shockwaves are spreading to every aspect of our being, down to our very cells. The Sun's square to Pluto, April 21st, is challenging inner worlds to catch up with the outer and demanding we redefine ourselves to meet the newly evolving conditions. Sounds great for dropping or changing a habit, right? While the impact of that square is still buzzing in us, benefits of the Jupiter-Uranus teamwork quickly present themselves. Connections, hearts, and pretty much anything we value may open to them when Venus sextiles Jupiter and Uranus April 22nd and 23rd. Still, benefits or not, we're all human, and emotions are likely to be dramatic to an extreme. They will rise from the depths. Our cells, remember, build and swirl as we approach the Scorpio full moon April 23rd. It's an appropriate dumping ground for the month's debris. Whether you consciously engage it or not, purging and releasing is the theme, with the moon amplifying the change imperative with a tight T-square to its ruler, Pluto. Resistance is futile. The garbage dumping and bagging process may be a bit protracted. Life feels suspended in time briefly in the days just before and after Mercury stations direct April 25th. This may also feel like running in place or being at the center of a whirlwind that's not moving ahead. You may question whether the retrograde has actually ended because of a vague vibe that something's out of sync. Directness is in short supply with Mars squaring Neptune April 29th. Take care on the road. Everyone's confused. Don't assume people are on the up and up. Be on the lookout for cloaked agendas, projection, and manipulation. Of course, if you'd like to soft-pedal your own agenda, this will help you pull that off. The month ends in keeping with its start. The necessity of a stable base continues as Venus relaxes into her home turf of Taurus April 29th and encourages indulging in creature comforts. Excitability, impetuousness, and risk-taking are flaring with Mars entering his home sign of Aries April 30th. The paradox has us off on wild adventures, yet tethered to a safe and comfy place. Or maybe we're bringing snacks along for the journey. Regardless, something will take the edge off and cushion our experience. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio and TV on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook, on the page Empowerment Unlimited, and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I post on Instagram and Threads at K.A. Beal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.